above the horizontal.
Pushes away from McCulloch. Thurston gets the ball to Morgan. Morgan crosses the 20. Comes away to O'Neill. Gets the ball. And Felder scored. Felder scored in the corner.
Welcome to Above the Horizontal, a podcast about rugby league. I'm your host, Bo Nicholson. It's time for the season to start, 2024. It's Vegas time, and I don't know whether to be excited about that or not. So to help me work it out, I've got a couple of regular hosts here. We will also hear from the Big E with his phenomenal tip of the week later on. But to start us off, we've got Mr. Daniel Friend. Hello, Friendy.
Hello, Bo. Hello, listeners. Hello, Chris. Yeah, round zero. I've never started on a zero number before, so be interesting. Vegas, we're going to chat lots about it today, and yeah, ready to go.
Ready to go. And you did mention Mr. Chris Waring. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Bo. Friendy.
So let's get into our thoughts about Vegas. So obviously, this is the first time, as you mentioned there, Friendy. It's kind of like, it's unusual the way that it's starting a week before the rest of the competition, but they sort of need that for the whole jet lag factor, and it's a whole thing. And the process with which they chose the four teams is probably an interesting conversation as well. Just so I can get a basic idea of where you guys are at. Chris, would you describe yourself as excited about the prospect of Las Vegas?
Not specifically. I'm kind of neutral on it. I'm not a hater, but I'm not like excited by it. I kind of find it like the theater of it kind of funny in like an ironic sense, not in the way the NRL is kind of. Yeah, I'm just kind of neutral on it. I'm kind of wait and see. I'm not going to bag him out for trying it, but I don't think it's the greatest idea in the world either. I'm kind of on the fence a bit.
I look forward to picking your brain on that. Friendy, where do you sit on this? Are you excited?
I'm excited for the footy to start. Yeah, I don't sort of think the American Yankee Doodles will buy into it all that much. If you saw Rob Gronkowski, his video of, oh my God, a stiff arm and all this stuff, they all call it rugby still. To be fair, I'm not massive on American intelligence, but not CIA, I mean actual like human brain intelligence. But they, like, to be fair to them, they think it is a rugby league, like a rugby competition that's called the Rugby League, which the way it's kind of worded, the National Rugby League, kind of does sound like that. So maybe we're the idiots, but yeah, I don't know. Impartial on the American part of it.
No, I'm with you. I think either call it the National Rugby League.
Yeah.
Which is silly. or go with the National Rugby League competition maybe, and that might make more sense. I don't know, but I tend to agree with you. Chris, it sounded like you were sort of dancing on the fence a little bit. Do you think that there is any point in going down the road of trying to get the American market there?
I don't think it's ultimately going to be successful, but in terms of like a corporate endeavor, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? It's about, like sponsorship markets in the US, for example. I don't think they'll ever think, obviously there won't ever be like an American NRL team or whatever, but I think it's more about like trying to entice like a media deal on like ESPN or some shit.
Mm.
I don't think that would be successful ultimately, but I'm not functionally against it. I don't mind them trying it. I think there are better ideas that they could have done in terms of like a growth perspective. See something a bit more closer to home. PNG or some of the Pacific Islands or something. But I mean, for that purpose, it's purely like a advertising promo function to see if there's any interest in like an international media deal. I'm fairly certain that's probably the point of this. I don't mind it. I mean, you know, it's okay to try and see what the numbers look like. So I don't hate it specifically, but if you ask me, do I think it's like a good idea or will it work out? No, I don't think it will.
Friendly, there's a lot of betting money, obviously, and obviously anytime we mention betting, always gamble responsibly, but there's a lot of betting money in the USA. Would that be part of the motivation, do you think?
Yeah, Valandis has openly said that. So I guess that's a huge part of the motivation, and they've just changed all the laws and they've legalized a lot of the sports gambling over there. So yeah, I guess that's a big part of it for the reason to go over to Vegas. And I mean, to be honest, I wish I was there. Like I would love a boys' trip to Vegas. How good would that be? But, yeah, it's all for the gambling dollar. And just quietly as well, my horse just saluted then up at Doomben. So, yeah, speaking of the gambling dollar, you beauty.
Happy days. Well, there are 14,000 above the horizontal listeners heading over to the big game in Las Vegas. And I want to pick your brains about the selection process of the teams. I'll start with you, Friendy. Jason Saab came out during the week saying that the four best teams were picked to go over there and participate in the games. I find that hard to believe considering the Panthers, Knights, Cowboys and Tigers aren't there, not to be biased or anything.
Yeah,
true.
So, Friendy, do you think they would pick the right teams for this, given that the Panthers were probably – They probably wanted to do the club, the World Club Challenge, and the NRL probably wanted them to. Maybe excluding them, do you think they picked the right four?
Well, to be fair to Jason, he is a winger, so let's not like hold his intelligence against him. but to be honest, you've got – now, I haven't seen a heap of what's going on in America. Obviously, we're not on across those channels and the promotion over there, but South Sydney were a no-brainer with Russell Crowe. There's a huge link there. He's an Oscar winner. I mean, that's massive. He goes on talk shows over there. So, yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. Hugh Jackman is the link for the Sea Eagles. He's a huge Eagles fan. Is he on the board or is he just number one ticket holder or something like that?
I believe number one, yeah.
Number one ticket holder. Okay. So, you've got Jackman there. So, I guess that makes sense for them. Broncos, well, they're in terms of financial market, they're right across the Australian market, so I guess for them to go over there, one of the big dogs that were from us, so it makes sense to promote them as well. And then the Chooks, well, Uncle Nick, he wasn't going to miss out on that, was he? So to be honest, yeah, they probably do have the right four teams. There's some flashy football in all those sides as well. There's some star power, guys like Reece Walsh. If he gets if he has a day out, he'll be a star. His TikTok following and all that will go mental. So, yeah, to be fair to them, they've probably got four of the better teams. Yeah, yep.
Interesting. I would have thought that maybe from a geographical sense, they might want to maybe Melbourne. Showcase the Storm. Yeah.
Yep.
And have that Melbourne, especially because they've got, you know, Ryan Pappenhausen and Cameron Munster. They play a attractive footy too, although we all thought Pappy was going to end his career last year. Especially you, Chris. I know that you were big on that.
Yeah.
So I'll just throw you under the bus. Is there a bus that I can throw you under? Christy, do you think the same, that even though, say, two of those teams missed the finals last year, that given the personnel, there is an attractive brand of footy there to be played?
Yeah. I mean, they're obviously not the best teams, but I'm also like, when players get put in those situations, like, you know, what is Jason Saab meant to say? Like, oh, they picked some middle team tiers to come over. Like, of course he's going to say it, right? It's just, you know what I mean? Like, you sound like an idiot, but you also cannot, like, you can't say it. Like, he's going to be like, yeah, the best team's over here. They should have stuck Aaron Woods over there. He's purely, like, in a promotional role at this point. It's not even in the play.
Yeah, Woodsy, mate. Yeah, how are you going?
It's also a miss of them to not utilize USA legend Matt Peterson in some of the promos. But
true.
Yeah. And where's Scotty Pippen in all this?
He's in the NBL, mate. He's doing NBL. Yeah, yeah.
If anyone knows rugby league, it's Scotty Pippen.
He's done more commentary than all of us combined, Scotty Pippen. That's sad.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
yeah. I think Friend hit on the head, right? There's specific reasons for this. They're obviously not the best team, so I don't think that comment should be held against Jason Saab too heavily, right? He's doing his best to try to promote it, I guess. Obviously, it's not true, but, I mean, they're not awful teams. Mainly I'm a bit missing them, but most of them are pretty good teams, right? They're decent teams to try to show an attractive brand, but more than that, it's more so the external links that these clubs have to try to have some kind of relevance, you know, to the USA market, like Hugh Jackman, Russell Crowe. Those are some familiar names in the US, so it might draw some kind of specific interest. Yeah, you know, that they brought out, you know, the three big relevant Australian actors, Russell Crowe, Hugh Jackman, and, of course, Matt Nabel in the promos. So they brought out all the big dogs. So, you know. Again, they're not the best teams, but I think it makes somewhat marketing sense why they chose those four teams.
We laugh at Matt Nable, but he was in The Dry, mate. In The Dry. That's a good movie. Australian movie. I don't know. Whatever. I'll stop being cynical. Let's go to the Big E's phenomenal tip of the week.
G'day, boys. This is the Big E. I'm doing the Big E phenomenal tip of the week for this weekend, 2024. Here we come. My Big E phenomenal tip of the week, I am going to tip the first match. I'm going to tip Manny Seagulls against the Rebels. And I also tip the Broncos at Las Vegas. Well, staying in Vegas. Wood. That is my Big E phenomenal tip of the week. And my wild card, I'm going to say congratulations to your Brisbane Broncos to make it into the grand finals. And for my bold prediction for Manly Seagulls, I am going to say 3-4 Beach Brothers will get a winning try. That is my bold prediction, boys. This is the Big E. And that is my Big E phenomenal tip of the week for this weekend. Here we come. Let's go, Cowboys. Manny. Big E out, baby. Wood, wood.
Thank you to the Big E.
What a legend.
Oh, he's an absolute lunatic. I discovered recently, because he has two main support workers. I'm one of them. Monique's another one. She's a big Bulldogs fan, Monique. And she calls him nice names like Groover and stuff like that. And I call him things like Flog, Pest, Peanut, and of course the Big E. He is a bit of a legend, the Big E. So his big tip, of course, is that he thinks Manly are going to win against the Rabbitohs, and he thinks the Broncos are going to beat the Roosters, and he thinks all the Trbojevic brothers are going to score a try. That does feel pretty bold. Thank you for that, Big E. As Milo the dog just agrees with you a little bit there. Milo, no, that's enough. So, boys, I want to talk, obviously it's Vegas. Vegas is a bit of a party central kind of place. Friendy, how many people are going to get themselves in a bit of strife over in Vegas? I'm talking NRL or NRL affiliated people, not the fans.
Oh, mate, there'll be a few in some Barney rubble, I would suggest. some trouble for those playing at home. Yeah, I don't know. Do you reckon, because it's a Saturday night there, isn't it, when they play?
Yes.
So, oh, geez. Sunday you have a win. Out on the source. Don't fly out till late Sunday. Jeez, I tell you what.
Four teams all together.
Yeah. Depends how you go on the first roulette spin, doesn't it? mate, I don't know. I reckon I'm going to say none. I'm going to say they're going to be, very buttoned up and very well looked after. I still think you'll get the footage of them at the nightclubs and things like that. But I reckon they'll be heavily guarded by security and there will be minimal, hangers-on allowed with the players. So, yeah, I'm going to say none, no trouble.
It's very optimistic. Chris, are you on the same train of thought?
Yeah, I don't think much will happen. I mean, these are all famous last words, right? So, after we all agree on this, there's going to be some shit that's completely insane to happen, but yeah, I just don't think it would be quintessential NRL for something to happen, and something would happen. It'll be like, and you ruined our chance in Vegas. So there'll be like three viewers anyway before this shit happened. I don't think so.
Okay. I tend to agree. I hope we are correct. Let's go to the first game. It's between the Seagulls and the Rabbitohs. Now, we are glad to welcome back Tom Trbojevic. Excuse me, Milo. That's quite enough. Sorry, boys. I'm dog-sitting my parents' dog. So if he starts joining the telecast, so be it, the broadcast, I should say. So all the Trbojevic brothers are playing, including Ben Trbojevic starting in the back row. That's interesting for the Seagulls. Luke Brooks, Tigers legend. Chris, he's in there at 5'8". Jackson Paolo gets a wing spot. For the Rabbitohs, they'll be happy to see Latrell Mitchell and Cody Walker hopefully both fit. And Sean Kepi has sort of come out of the ground and has grabbed a starting spot there ahead of Thomas Burgess and Davey Mwale, amongst others. Friendy, who's going to win that one and why?
I'm hot on the Bunnies here. I think the forward pack for me is a really big tick compared to the Manly forward pack. I think Ben Trbojevic, unproven. They would have been training majority of the year there with Schuster, majority of the preseason, sorry, with Schuster at left back row. Schuster is a bit more of a handsy, creative player. Ben Trbojevic, just an absolute hole runner. So that's a bit of a change there for the guys inside and outside him. I think, Souths with Murray, few hard workers in the middle there. And Latrell is definitely going to have his head on for this game. He wants to get on TV and do some big stiff arms over there. So, yeah. Also, the fields, they're about 6 metres thinner. Yeah, nearly 3 metres on either side, so about 6 metres in total thinner. So I think forward packs are really important in these two clashes. So, yeah, Souths for me.
I think that's a good point because it might be less space for the speedsters like Saab on an edge, but also, I mean, gaps will still be created. It's just a matter of creating them through the middle, I suppose, as opposed to on the edges like you traditionally would in the NRL. I forgot to mention also Jacob Gagai making his debut for the Rabbitohs at the age of 28. By the way, Freddie, are you going to say something?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Good chat.
Chris, who's your tip for this one? Thanks, mate.
Yeah, I like the Rabbitohs as well. I'm really not sure how much you can take into these games. Like, I'll take away from them bearing the result. I just don't know, like, the impact that, I mean, it seems like an isolated event, although it is part of round one. Just another impact that, I mean, how much you could take into them specifically. Links to our thing, to our preseason analysis. I don't get all the Manly hype, but just, I mean, they've added Luke Brooks.
Tommy Tanner.
And yeah. Oh, yes, playing. Of course. Now I get it.
Brandon Wakeham not playing.
Yeah.
True.
Tigers legend. I think Souths in for a good year. So just with that, I just think they're going to get off to a strong start. So yeah, I've got Souths for this one pretty comfortably.
They looked okay at the Charity Shield. So if that's as much of a form line as you can go with, I'll go with the Rabbitohs as well. And the last game that we'll be covering this week is the Roosters and Broncos. It's also from Las Vegas, of course. They're calling it Allegiant Stadium at Las Vegas. For the Roosters, obviously Dominic Young hurt himself in the preseason. So Sualii, there was probably a bit of a headache happening there for Trent Robinson in that back line, trying to fit Billy Smith and Sualii into the same back line. So that's solved that problem at least. The big news, I suppose, is that Siwa Wong and Sotili Tupanua have got the edge back row spots with no room for Egan Butcher, no room for Angus Crichton, and Nat Butcher on the bench. Very interesting, I thought. For the Broncos, they'll replace Tom Flegler with Corey Jensen. Piakura gets a go despite being a little bit injured, but he's very impressive. I love his footwork. He looks fantastic. Corey Oates is not in the 17. Dean Mariner has got his spot, and Selwyn Cobbo has moved into the centres to replace Herbie Farnworth. The Broncos were super impressive last year, more impressive than the Roosters for sure. Chris, do you think the Broncos can start hot, or have the Roosters got what it takes to beat them?
I'm going the Roosters. I think maybe there might be some hangover from, not hangover, but just some, I guess, lingering impact from the, again, it wasn't a massive deal, but the Broncos shenanigans, Adam Reynolds and Carrigan having a wrestle. I think they're just going to have a slow start to the season. I think they will turn it around, and I think they'll be there towards the peak end. But similar for South, I think East are going to have a strong start based on some of the issues of last season. I do really like their team on paper, at least. So I'm going to go East.
Are you friendly?
Yeah, I like the Broncos here. I think they're young, they're fit, they're fast. Everything you saw in them last season, they should be able to start pretty hot this year, in my opinion. And the Roosters' record without Big Jared is very poor, and Big Jared is not playing. So, yeah, I'll be tipping the Broncos.
I think Spencer Lenu is a good replacement, but not a great replacement. And that Jared record that you talk about is – the data is there to support it. And also, the last, like, what, 5-6 years, they've started atrociously the first – 10 weeks or so sometimes, the Roosters, especially the first five. So I've got no confidence in them being able to start well. So I'm going to go with the Broncos as well. I wouldn't be shocked if I was wrong for both of these games because I can see them going either way. So I'll go the Broncos too.
Just speaking of getting both games wrong, so our tipping comp at school between the staff, we have each week the first two games. So generally it's a Thursday and the first Friday game. And if you get both of them right, you get a bonus point. If you get both of them wrong, you get minus one. So yeah, when you have double rounds and things like that, you're sort of looking at those sorts of things. But because it's Vegas round, we've come up with the first two games, the Vegas games, they're your bonus point ones, but you get to select whether you want all the way up to five. If you get both, you get five, but if you get both wrong, you get minus five. And it's round one, start of the season, and a lot of people are, weighing up what they want to do there. I've had a real crack, and I've gone five.
Wow. Ooh, so very confident in the. In
if
the
you get one and one, it just stays at one and one anyway. So as long as I get one game right, I'm sweet. But if I can get two, I'm off to a good start.
Off and racing, I like that. Boys, thank you very much for your time during this quick episode. It ended up being with Kieran and Miles not able to join us today, but thank you both for making the effort. Obviously, it's a big event, Las Vegas, Sunday afternoon, our time. Friendy, any plans?
No, I'll probably just watch from home, mate, to be honest. Not much on this weekend, so yeah, looking forward to it.
No better place to be. What about you, Chris?
Very much the same. Pretty quiet, but it's parked in the couch somewhere. Be watching it.
I think I might do the same. I've been out of my unit for almost 2 weeks now, and I'll be finally able to be back there on Sunday. So I think I will also enjoy my very uncomfortable futon. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time, and thank you to all the listeners. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure you subscribe and all that sort of stuff so you can go above the horizontal next week when we talk about the Broncos and the Rabbitohs winning, hopefully, for my bets. But until then. Above the Horizontal is a rugby league podcast by the fans and for the fans. It's produced by our entire team of former writers for Real Sport, including Daniel Friend, Christopher Waring, Miles Steppen, Kieran Gibson, and me, Bo Nicholson. We'd love it if you could support us by telling a rugby league fan about us so they can go above the horizontal as well. Thanks for listening. See you next time. You know what's tricky sometimes? Predicting who is going to win at the Oscars. You have to get yourself to a cinema to see all of the movies, or at least have all the streaming services so you don't miss a single one. You have to pay attention to all the precursor awards to see who is winning so far. The Golden Globes, the BAFTAs, they're the pretty obvious ones. But don't forget the Critics' Choice Awards, or the SAGs, or the DGAs, or the PGAs, or the Eddies, or the Gothams, or the AFI Top 10, or the National Board of Review. Ugh. Exhausting, right? Or you can just join me for Academy Watch on the We Made This Podcast Network. I'm the host, Bo Nicholson, and I've been reading the trends, keeping the stats, and watching as many of the films as humanly possible, and I can tell you who the big players will be on the big night. Me and a guest will also be dissecting one of the key movies in the award season each episode. This year, it looks like Oppenheimer's to lose in several categories, including Best Picture. But can a mid-year release maintain momentum right to a Best Picture victory 2 years in a row? Or can Poor Things or The Holdovers stage a late-season surge to steal the prize? Is it too early to discount the cultural phenomenon that was Barbie? Or Martin Scorsese's late career masterpiece, Killers of the Flower Moon? And what about the critical darling, Past Lives? Whatever the movements are across the various precursors and throughout the season, you'll have the best available information if you subscribe to Academy Watch wherever you listen to podcasts.